Thank you very much, Madam Chair. We'd like to thank the Secretariat for drafting the note and the panelists for their very interesting presentations. Briefly, before asking questions, I would like to share with you that in Peru, we have an institution for technology assessment that gives scientific, economic, and social expertise to inform decisions in a specific area of health. The need to establish this mechanism to cope with uncertainty about the results of using these new health technologies also corresponds to a context where the needs for healthcare have increased beyond the resources available. The assessment is done by a multidisciplinary team that assesses impacts, effects, and direct and indirect impacts of these technologies application. This is a new institute. It has a long path ahead of it, but we can say now that we have benefited from the contributions from some countries in this forum. Turning to questions, the first part is for Mr. Estico. I understand that you've had difficulties in your system of inadequate human resources, something that we share with you in Peru. Could you go into greater depth on the actions that have been identified to cope with this problem of a human resources scarcity? The second question is addressed to Mr. Stamm, as going along with what was said by Trinidad and Tobago somewhat, just to go into this subject of making the whole subject multilateral. I would mention, for example, the issue of considerations as to which risks can vary from one country to another, and including the subject of discussing the precautionary principle. So I would like to know how we could proceed, whether we can have some guidelines multilaterally or multilateral alignment. What is the scenario that you envisage, or what type of cooperation would be helpful to share technological assessments, given limited resources or the dearth of resources available to develop?